morning. Dr. Andrew Connolly is kindly with us. He's the Chief Medical Officer at Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand in Counties Manukau and a regular kai kōrero here on Pakiwaha. Thanks for joining us once again, Andrew. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Pleasure to be with you and the listeners.
Thanks a lot. Just give us an update of the ED or paint a picture of Middlemore. We are constantly reminded that our health system is in trouble in many areas, but it might not be the same where you are. But just give us an overview of how things are tracking at Middlemore, please.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. Look, the emergency department remains very busy. We've had some days where we've been really good in terms of getting people through quickly. But then the next day, it seems that everyone needs to come to the ED. So we're still seeing lots of pressure. Most days it's extremely busy. But the staff are doing an amazing job. And we are seeing improvements, sustained improvements in other aspects of the hospital. So we've managed to get more stability in our workforce. So we're seeing more operations getting done. We're seeing people getting their outpatient appointments and things quicker than they were. We're still nowhere near where we want to be, but we're certainly in the right direction. But it is fragile. We're doing a lot of work to try and get more staff and keep those staff when we get them.
Yeah, look, speaking of staff, there's a handover of those who were working for Taka Whai Ora and now will be working for Te Whatu Ora. So they haven't lost any skills or abilities, even though we might have lost a vehicle for empowerment for Māori health that many were hoping to give a go. We haven't lost the talents of those kaimahi who were working for Taka Whai Ora now that they're back with Te Whatu Ora?
Yeah, that is correct. So it appears that very fortunately our colleagues from Te Aka Whai Ora have essentially moved into Te Whatu Ora, so it's kind of a change of name. But certainly at the coalface where we're working, our intent remains exactly the same. So that's partnership, the approach to requirements under Te Tiriti, designing services with our Māori expertise, both from the community and from what is now Te Whatu Ora, or what will become Te Whatu Ora with Te Aka Whai Ora inside it. So what we're doing remains the same. I appreciate, you know, there's a lot of politics around the name change and things, but we're just getting on with the mahi.
Fair enough, too. Hey, flu jabs, immunisations, etc. Yep. Updates from your end?
Yeah, so we've started the flu jabs are now available. In fact, I had mine the other day. Someone took a picture of me, which I'm a bit embarrassed about. So some employers, such as the hospital, it's free to staff. And I know there are other employers who do this. So listeners could inquire from their employer if that's a scheme. Otherwise, it's free for anyone over 65. It's also free for people with various conditions, so heart disease, asthma, diabetes, mental health problems, addiction problems, children with history of asthma, things like that. So there's a lot of people get this for free. I just encourage all the listeners to either talk to the local chemist or talk to their local GP. They will know if someone qualifies or not for the free jab, but I appreciate we don't want to have to be paying for this, but it's really valuable immunisation. So, and if you are talking to your health colleagues, your health professional, just double check that the kids are up to date with their immunisation and things, because we know it saves a lot of lives.
Tēnā koe. And maybe we could just have a thought about Dame Valerie Adams. I see she's kicking off Jammies for June,
yes,
that campaign,
yeah,
today. What's that about?
It's a campaign for keeping kids warm over the winter months, making sure they're warm, and Dame Valerie's been a strong supporter of this. There's lots of fun activities going on. There was some suggestion we wear pajamas to work. I will not be doing that. I don't think the public need to see me in my jammies. But there's lots of fundraising really to keep kids in particular warm and dry over winter.
It sounds like a neat cope upper too, and like you, I wouldn't want anyone seeing me in my jammies because I don't wear them. Thanks very much for joining us on the program today, mate.
Pleasure, Dale.
All the best, Andrew. We'll catch up again soon.
Best to you.
Thank you, mate.
Kia ora.
See
Thanks.
Ya. Bye now.